Sorry, you're having trouble with the stuck baby.
Hi, you've reached Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Debbie. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, my truck won't start. I believe the starter went out on.
Okay. May I have your first name?
I was hoping to get... My first name is Glenn, with two N's.
And your last name?
Ertel, that's E-R-T-E-L.
And a good telephone number to reach you in case we get disconnected.
Okay, my phone's about to die, so I'm going to give you my wife's number. She's right here with me. That's 407-680-7922.
All right.
I didn't realize I was down to 7%. Okay.
Oh, I know. It seems like it lasts forever, and then all of a sudden you look over, and it's like, what happened to all my power?
Yeah.
Okay, I know it. It's crazy. Now, do you have your policy number?
Yes, I do. I found an old insurance card, but I ain't changed policies, so it still will be the same number.
Okay. Go ahead.
That's FLAP 00001990-03526.
Okay. And the last six digits of the VIN number of the car you're calling about?
That would be 231787.
All right. Just one moment. And what is the year, make, and model of your vehicle you're calling about?
It's a 2014 Dodge Ram Longhorn.
Okay. And is that the 1500?
Yeah, it's 1500, yep.
Okay. And what color is it?
Brown.
Okay. And you think it's the starter went out?
Yeah, I believe the starter went off. And she's just clicking, clicking, clicking. I tried hitting it with a hammer. That didn't work.
It's a hammer and duct tape is all we need, right?
That's it.
Oh. What do you need to get a tow?
Yeah, I just like to get it towed from my or my job all back to my house. It's 21 miles, actually.
Okay. All righty. Is your vehicle four-wheel drive?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And are you able to shift it into neutral?
No. Until this truck won't let it shift into neutral as it started. I think that's one of the anti-theft devices.
Oh, great. So you don't steal your own truck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. And will you be there with the keys?
Yeah, it's push button start, but yeah, I'll be here with the key fob.
Okay. Didn't know you were going to have this much fun on a Saturday, did you?
Oh, no.
Yeah, we did. Last night we knew it.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to go home from work. Thank God there was a company vehicle on site that I could take home to get home.
Oh, yeah.
I was just hoping when I come back, I was hoping it was going to start when I got back out here, and it ain't. So I was hoping that my insurance would cover towing. So at least I found out the starter was almost $300. So.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you're covered for 15 miles.
15 miles, so I only got to pay for six, so that ain't bad.
Yeah, it's looking better, isn't it?
Yeah, but every little bit helps, I tell you.
Amen to that. I'll tell you right. That's exactly. Yeah. Now, what is the address of where your truck is now?
It's at the Disney's Grand Floridian Wedding Pavilion.
And that's in Orlando?
That is in Orlando, yes. Well, they call it Orlando. We don't call it Orlando, us residents, but they call it Orlando.
Okay, well, I've got Lake Buena Vista. How's that?
That's even better, because that is where it's at.
Disney's Wedding Pavilion, Lake Buena Vista.
Okay, they call it Disney Orlando, though, so, I mean, I figured it would be Orlando. Us Orlando Indians, where I actually live, don't call it Orlando because it's actually a little ways away. Well, about 21 miles.
21 miles. Oh, yeah. It's kind of got its own little thing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And
I live right on the borderline of South Orlando, and they're south of me, so, I mean.
Oh. There you go.
Yeah, 21 miles away from Orlando, as far as I'm concerned, but we won't get into that too much.
That's like they have their own little city right there, don't they?
Fire department, everything. Yes, they do.
Now, where do you want to take it?
Florida.
Yeah,
I
want to
take
it
to my house.
Okay, and is that 6769 Paul Revere Court?
Yes, it is.
Okay. In the real Orlando.
In the real Orlando, yep. South Orlando, South side.
Oh.
If I didn't laugh, I'd cry.
That's right. Well, this is what it's showing. It is showing 24 miles and that you would pay for 9.
Okay.
All right. So do you want me to call you back with a quote or do you want to hold?
I want a tow. I don't care what it costs.
Okay. All righty then. Well, that was easy, you know.
Hey, do I need to stay here with the vehicle?
No, will it stay unlocked if you unlock it with the key fob, or will it lock up?
I could actually put the key fob in the gas cap holder. You know what I'm saying? And we could let the truck driver know that. Or okay.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay. All right.
Then do you want me to just call you back and let you know how much it's going to be?
Yeah, you can do that. I'm going to say, I'm going to do it no matter what, so that you go ahead and process it and then tell me what it's going to cost me.
Okay.
When you think.
Okay. All right. I'll get you an ETA and a quote, and then we'll go from there. I'll get it all set up.
When they pull into the there's a gate here. It's a gated area. So when they pull into the gate, they got to press a button and tell them what they're here for. As soon as they pull out the gate, they pull to the right, and my truck's right there, right to the right, as soon as they come through the automatic gate.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And someone will be there to let them in, right?
They got to press a button. It's on them little thing, a keypad holder with a camera on it and a speaker.
Uh-huh.
And they push the button. They'll ask them what they're here for, tell them to get in my truck, and they'll probably let them in.
Okay.
So, I'm here for construction purposes.
Okay.
I broke down trying to go home from work yesterday.
Oh, great.
Yeah, wonderful Friday.
Well, yeah, but you got to look at it this way too. At least it broke down in an area that you'll be safe in.
Yes.
So we're trying to find the highlights of this whole thing. And they had a truck there for you to use.
Yes, I got lucky with that. Yes, I did. Otherwise, I'd been calling Uber to get home. And
not happy about that either, because that would have cost money. Yeah, and then you would have had to pay. Yeah.
Well,
so we saved a little money on this. Okay. So if he just tells them he's there for construction, they'll buzz him in?
Yeah.
Okay. All righty.
He'll have to show his ID, but it's a Florida law to have ID, so that's he should have it.
yeah. All righty. If he doesn't have his ID, he doesn't need to be driving. That's for sure.
That's right. I was thinking the same thing.
Oh. Well, all right then. Well, I am going to go to work on this right now, and I'll be calling you just as soon as I get someone lined up and let you know how much. And I'm going to call you at 407-680-7922. Is that correct?
Okay. Yes, that's correct. That would be my wife's number. Yep.
Okay, good deal. All right. I will talk to y'all shortly.
All righty. We're going to go ahead and get us some breakfast then. Thank you very much. What was your name again?
My name's Debbie.
Debbie, nice to meet you, Beth Debbie.
It was nice meeting you too. And I will talk to you soon. Enjoy your breakfast.
All righty. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.